Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading, the Old Testament reading, to Nahum, the third chapter, the final chapter of that book. Nahum chapter 3, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. And there is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses. And there is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? Art thou better than populous Noah, that was situate among the rivers, that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea, and her wall was from the sea? Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubim were thy helpers. Yet was she carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of the streets, and they cast lots for her. For her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. Thou also shalt be drunken, thou shalt be hid, thou also shalt seek strength because of the enemy. All thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Draw thee waters for the siege. Fortify thy strongholds. Go into clay and tread the mortar and make strong the brick kiln. There shall the fire devour thee. The sword shall cut thee off. It shall eat thee up like the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the locusts. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoileth and flieth away. Thy crowned are as the locusts, thy captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day, but when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people is scattered upon the mountains. No man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of thee shall clap the hands over thee. And for upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So this final chapter is all about Nineveh. There's no entrance in of Jerusalem, as we heard in the last chapter. This chapter is all about this, the brief outline that we set up last week. Remember, it was repentance, then it was rebellion, and then it was revenge. Repentance, rebellion, revenge. That's what characterizes Nineveh. And so in this last chapter, she is called all kinds of horrible names. She is called the bloody city. Why do you think the Lord calls her the well-favored harlot, the multitude of whoredoms, and so on, mistress of witchcrafts. Remember, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. They heard of the true God, and they repented at the preaching of Jonah, but then they turned back to their other gods. And they became that well-favored harlot, if you will, that spiritual unfaithfulness to others. So then the Lord says, I'll discover your skirts upon your face. I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms your shame. I will cast abominable filth and so on. There'll be a gazing stock. The Lord also moves to some comparisons. Do you remember populous No, or No Ami as it was called, No Ammon, on the coast of Africa, on the Horn of Africa, near Ethiopia, and surrounded with strong peoples, the Lubim, the Ethiopians, and then the other side, their defense was the ocean. Pretty good defense, pretty good wall. It's called a rampart here, right? You had the ocean for your rampart. And in some places along that coast, not in every place, but in some places there are cliffs at the coast, right? Well, that would be a formidable defense against any invading navy, right? You run up on the beach and there's, but the Lord says, though you have all of those defenses, they will not help you. I'm going to bring you down. There are times, aren't there, where we, in our idolatry, we trust in things we shouldn't. We put hope in things and we fortify things and we begin to trust in means rather than the Lord. Right? Because the cliffs on the beach won't be a stay unless the Lord makes them so. Right? So let's remember that as we, for ourselves, as we read through what the Lord did against Nineveh and Assyria and Lo Ammon. So she was carried away, although she had what seemed like infinite strength, the Ethiopians and Lubims as her helpers, and the ocean as her rampart, taken away. So don't think you will survive either if the Lord sets his target upon you, Nineveh. And then notice the people in the midst of thee are like women. Of course, speaking of the soldiers there. So they're like women. Not an insult to you, ladies, just not that soldiering is your thing, right? Draw thee waters for the siege, fortify your strongholds, go into clay, tread the mortar, make the brick, make strong the brick kiln, whether that's for building of bricks and walls or for the tempering of your own weapons. And notice none of it is going to be of any avail because the Lord has set his sights upon Nineveh. And then notice, you have trusted in that you have multiplied yourself like the cankerworm and the locust. In fact, you have multiplied. Do you remember what Rabshakeh said when he was on the wall of Jerusalem? He says, are not our princes in Assyria like the kings of the rest of the world? Right? Your kings are great in your various kingdoms, but our princes are as good as any of your kings. They're as great. They're over that kind of armed force and population. In other words, we are numerous. You cannot stop us. Our princes are like your kings. If we put two princes together, we can overrun any one of your kingdoms. That's the point that Rabshakeh was making on the wall there. Okay? What does the Lord say about that? He said, yes, you have princes. And yes, they are populous like the locust, but they're going to be like the locust. He hides in the cool when the sun is just coming up. They're hiding in the cool because that's where they like it. But as soon as the sun warms up the land, they fly away and you know not where they've gone. And so all of your populous soldiers and armies and commanders, they will be like those locusts, all right. You say they're like locusts, they are. They are numerous. They are populous. But they will also flee away like the locust. And you will have no defense at all. And that's how the Lord says that there in verses 17 and 18. Finally, he says to them, thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. by slumber there probably means that they have been killed. Right? Thy shepherds slumber, thy nobles dwell in the dust, and thy people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise, thy wound is grievous. All that hear of the Bruit, B-R-U-I-T, children, that's an old English word that means the prophecy or the announcement of this destructive prophecy. The Bruit is a threatening prophecy. All that hear of the Bruit shall clap the hands over thee, for upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? In other words, they will be relieved of the oppression of Assyria. And thus we come to the end of Nahum 3. Of course, we know that the Assyrians fell to the Babylonians in the early 6th century B.C. Not so very long after they had been that world power that had destroyed all the lands around the southern kingdom, including the northern kingdom. And yet the Lord brought them to nothing. All right, thus ends the reading. Let's stay.